this hotel in all of Ottawa, literally a castle, and they have all the police holding up in there, and they're making pictures and videos of them eating muffins and drinking hot chocolate, and they're making jokes about trampling the protesters and making jokes about how they're going to stomp us with their jack boots. And those guys got exposed, and those people are getting investigated, but it's far and few between, and it's just a drop in the bucket. And if they don't find what they need to in the local ranks, they'll just go into mercenaries, and they'll use our tax dollars to hire soldiers from other countries, fly them here, use them to beat the hell out of our own people, and then fly them out before you know what happened.
Yeah. It's like, where are these guys living, man? We need to, like find them, you know? And
there's a lot of addresses that have been published of public officials, and what's going to end up happening is what ends up happening in every friggin' time in history. When the people get angry enough, when the people have lost more than they know they can lose again, they will come for you. They will come for you in numbers, and they will come for you and literally physically pull you out of your homes and do what they want with you. And if you've treated them to a point where they have nothing to lose, what they want to do to you is going to be bad things. And it's not me, because I'm still good. But there's millions and millions of people in Canada that have lost their jobs, lost their homes, lost their families, lost their loved ones, etc., etc., etc. When you are intentionally doing bad things on a grand scale and literally creating yourself millions of enemies, there's only one inevitable outcome. It's just a matter of time before karma kicks in and something really bad happens to you.
Yeah, man, they're just selling their souls for the paycheck.
That's really a temporary measure.
All these people are selling their souls for the paycheck.